Man, I am tired. Honestly, I'm tired. Usually, one would say that you have a way that you're supposed to start an episode and glide in and talk about it. So you have your intro, you have your main topic of discussion. I'm talking about when you're doing your whole episode compose for the podcast, and then you're supposed to go through the segments and then your call to actions and then your cliffhanger. But honestly, I am tired. It has been a very long week. I have been thinking I will have time to do this, I will have time to do that, but I have not had the time. And there just comes a time whereby you understand that, man, you have to put yourself first. While others may be screaming and saying, "Oh, that's selfish. That's selfish of you. That's selfish of you." Man, it's not selfish, please. Because if I break down, you wouldn't see me to help out. You wouldn't see me to do that thing you need to do. You wouldn't see me to carry out that responsibility. You feel that it's my responsibility I need to carry it out. And I had to just do that yesterday. I had to just come back, lock myself in, put my phone on silent and sleep. Sure enough, I had calls of different people trying to reach me. Even home too, I didn't even hear the knocks on my door because I locked it up, and I just had to sleep. I almost slept butt naked, yeah, just on my boxes, and I slept off. And anyway, if you're a first-time listener, welcome to the Comfortable Truth Podcast. I really don't do an introduction this way. I would start with, "Hey, you ugly blackbirds, welcome to the Comfortable Truth Podcast, where we talk about blunt and harsh truths, truths that can be very difficult and unappealing to accept." I'm your host, David Dante Frank, a software product engineer, content creator, and of course, a podcaster. But anyway, that is the intro to the podcast. You are welcome if you're a first-time listener. I am just ranting into this episode, so don't mind me, because man is tired. I'm thinking like I need a vacation, guys. Like I need to take one day in the week. I'm thinking maybe it will be Taqua Bay Beach, just take one day in the week, just by myself, go out, get on a boat, get to the beach and sit down. At least during the week, the beach is quite empty and not much people on the beach. And then just sit down, just me, put my phone on airplane mode, no chatting, no talking with anybody. Just go out there and relax, turn off from all my gadgets, from all the other things, because man, I am tired. Seriously tired, guys. Really, 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 really tired, hopefully I would start upgrading in terms of my hardware for my recording. Hopefully I should get a mic soon. Oh, man, sorry, yo, this episode, get as you go be, yo, because it's just going to flow, man. It's just really going to flow from my heart and from my stress and from my head. So this week, we are talking about topic, which is worse, to be heartbroken or to break another person's heart. However, I named it after Adira, just take it like that. I might be sarcastic in this episode because that's just it. So it's one of those episodes. So this episode might be one of those episodes whereby I really don't get a lot of listeners, but oh well, we'll make do with it. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So I wanted to talk with a particular person on the subject, or two people, which is worse, to be heartbroken or to break another person's heart. But then again, I foresaw that, the week was going to be crazy, and I decided to do it just like I did it last time. That's for last week's episode, when people just send in their stories or send in their voice notes. And I said, okay, you know what, let's do that again this week and then let's see how it goes. And of course, please, if you're still listening and you are not a first-time listener, you have been listening and for quite a while, you've been following through and you have not subscribed, why now? Why? But just why? Shouldn't I every day I want to tell you something, you go subscribe to that thing? Eh? Come on. let the new ones be, you know, going over there to just go and subscribe and turn on the notification bell. Even if you're not savvy, just, you know, hit me up and say, if you want, you'll have my personal contact on WhatsApp, or you can hit me up on Instagram and say, yo dude, what's up man, I've been trying to subscribe to your podcast, you know, but I'm having issues and I don't know how. And of course, come on, I would be happy to pull you through. I keep saying this, that this is one way that you support the podcast, and you don't have to support it, even if, I'm not saying not you don't have to, because but you can support the podcast this way, or you can support us monetarily, finance, you know. I'm thinking of including my Shukran. I will include my Shukran link later on, you know. Shukran link is a link whereby you can just go in there, tap on it, and then, you know, donate something. You can put in your name, you can be anonymous, just to support the creator of the content. So please subscribe to the podcast if you are listening. And if you're a first time listener, and by some kind of, like, you know, very funny, I don't know what you want it is you want to call it, but if for some reasons you are enjoying this episode, please do hit that subscribe button and turn on the notification bell to get notified of every time a single episode drops out. That is why I always send you guys the link to the podcast on Google platform, because I know that a lot of us are new to podcasting. So, but for those who are not new to podcasting, wherever it is that you get your podcast, on Spotify, on Apple, you name it, just click the subscribe button. And then, come on, you know what to do if you're not new to podcasts, you've been listening to podcasts. So back to the conversation, I decided that, okay, let people send their stories in on the subject, which is worse, to be heartbroken or to break another person's heart. And you know, the responses have been very interesting. And before I share my own thoughts on the topic, I would play the voice notes for you. There are about 4 persons, Eno, Emeka, Fortune, and Hermosa. And some go a little bit extensive and give you their thoughts on it. I always like Emeka because he's honest and straightforward. He's not thinking of, when this guy plays it, what would the people think? No. Dude is blunt. He doesn't give 2 cents what you think. So I think I would just stop talking at this point and play that episode for you guys, you know. Although I'm about to hit the pause button and then, you know, mix the audios together. But since you are listening, you are about to listen to their voice notes. So here it is.
Hello, my name is Eno. Okay, the question is, which is worse, to be heartbroken or to break a heart? Well, I've had a fair share of both, and none of them is good. Anyway, none of them is good, but for me, I think to be heartbroken is worse, especially if you've been genuinely and deeply in love with the person and the person breaks your heart. I think that's worse. That is worse, actually. And on the other hand, to break your heart, if the person's heart is actually what's broken, people break it. I'll give you an instance. Like, okay, there used to be someone I used to really, really like, and it took a lot for me to, like, open up and tell him that I liked him. And Uncle gave me plenty reasons why the relationship would not work or would not even start safe. And after a while, I stopped shooting my shot and I moved on. And I was fine. And I stopped talking to him. Like, okay, it's my decision to make if I still want us to be friends or not. So I chose not to be friends with him. I chose to keep my distance just so I'll get over my feelings for him. And after a while, I was good. Then after I'd gotten over him, some months later, brother came back and was like, he liked me, he was just scared and all. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, fact is, I wasn't feeling the same way again. And I was good. I was fine, I had healed. So I told him no. My brother was heartbroken. I kept calling me. I kept telling me I broke his heart and stuff like that. But it's not my fault. You deserved the heartbreak. But all I'll just say is that I think being heartbroken is worse than breaking somebody's heart. Okay, thank you.
Hermosa here. So, topic to break or be broken. Heartbreaks are unavoidable. And breaking of hearts are unavoidable too. They are necessary evils to relationships. But the truth is, I'd rather be on neither side of the fence. Simply putting it because a person whose heart has been broken multiple times is damaged, almost half a person. And that leaves other people to always come to do the healing process. And if you're someone who's been breaking hearts, it's not a good look on you. People don't want to relate with you because that's the name they always remember anytime they look at you. Relationships need three things. They need trust, they need commitment, they need communication. And once the trust is out of it, the two just don't seem to work very well. Yes, these are things that have to happen in course of relationships, in dealing with people. But to pick either or, I rather take neither of them. Sometimes when people are in relationships, they bring who they are, they bring their situations, they bring their past, they bring their present, and it's emerged in that situation where both of you are together. So it's not always easy for either party. A person who breaks hearts multiple times is someone who has had his or her heart broken by someone, and that's a pattern he chose to follow. Somebody whose heart has been broken so many times can't deal with any normal situation. They are afraid. They have trust issues. They just can't coordinate into healthy relationships. So that's my answer. Neither is a good look. Thank you.
Good day to everyone. My name is Wandoy Emeka Maxwell. So I'm going to be sharing my own view to the subject of conversation in regard to the question of which is worse, to be heartbroken or to break another one's heart. So this happens to be a very case-sensitive conversation. But first and first, I would like each and every one of us to acknowledge the fact that no rule states you have to be loved by those you love. So, this happens to be a situation each and every one of us goes through or still be going through until we probably get married or get fully claimed and all of that. And it's so bad that we can't like have it all our way, even though life can rear real bitch, but this one is like the part of life having its own focus. Because the basic truth is, we win, we lose, and there are times whereby we try to play safe and make sure not to be in a position whereby we end up being the one losing each and every time. So I want to share from my personal experiences. It's a case of I have loved, and I have loved so deep that I got hurt along the line, in which it felt good doing it with these people, but somehow along the line things kind of like went south, like things like went cold, so I kind of like felt hurt. And it's a case whereby for each and every time I have to like get acquainted with anyone I have a strong interest in, one valid point remains the fact that my peace has to be my priority first. I do well to make sure I build a very good friendship with each and everyone I take a very strong interest in, sexually, romantically, or whatever it may be. And that's something I make sure to stick by. Building a very good friendship, putting friendship as a priority over relationship or whatever comes after it. And regardless of all of that, it still doesn't mean everything goes perfectly well along the line. There are times whereby things go bad and we have to like take a break, stay apart and all of that. But the truth is, it doesn't feel good having to break anyone's heart. But I would rather be in the position to break one heart than letting anyone break my heart instead. Because I know how sensitive I can be. I know how much I can be in the sense of being like an emotional wreck when things go bad and all of that. And it takes me time to heal and like recover from the pain, the commitment and all of that. Like it's a whole big shift. So my response to this would be, to the question or to the subject of conversation would be, I would rather break someone's heart than have my own heart broken. If it's a case of no one happens to break each other's heart and we just decide as two grown adults to take a break and all of that, then that's fine. I think that way it even helps everyone better, all of that. But rather than anyone breaking up with me or leaving me in a bad position, I'd rather be the grown person to rather call the shots and like end things and let everyone go their own way. But in ending things, I don't mean ending things in a crazy way, in so much conflict and all of that. No, I do well to make sure I rather end things in love, end things with great understanding, end things like as friends, like in a very sweet way whereby no one end up feeling like a piece of shit after everything. So that's it, and thank you so much for listening.
Hey, my name is Chiso. So talking about being heartbroken or breaking someone's heart, for someone that has been on the receiving end of both of them, well, I think it's still the same thing. I don't know which is worse. I think it's the same thing, because this thing called heartbreak, everybody will still experience it. Like, there's no escaping it, whether you have been breaking someone's heart or your life. Your heartbreak is waiting for you in front. Definitely. So, yeah. But even when you break someone's heart, like, maybe you really, someone really likes you, you're not really into the person, and the person is coming onto you, and then you're not having to say, no, I can't do this. If you're a decent person that I really like the person, like, not like the person, shot, you still feel kind of bad for the person. Not like it has to break, but you still feel bad. Then when you now break your heart, you now feel worse. You understand? But shall know, shall that if you've been breaking people's hearts, your own is coming in the front. Yes, and your own is going to be very painful. It's going to be painfuler, more painful than the ones that you've done. That's my say. Essence, I'm saying everybody's gonna chop heartbreak.
So, which of the listeners' point of view did they agree with? Was it Eno? Was it Emeka? Was it Fortune? Or was it Emosa? Please do let me know. Head over to Instagram at uncomfortabletruths_ and do send me a DM. You can follow the page and then let me know who you agreed with, or if you don't agree with any of them, you can do send me your thoughts as well. But on the topic, which is worse, to be heartbroken or to break another person's heart, for me personally speaking, my dear, which is worse, which is worse, which is worse? I would say that both are terrible, but in terms of level of pain, I won't be hypocritical and say, oh my God, I feel that, I think I would prefer that my heart breaks into 1,000 pieces rather than this other person's heart break into 1,000 pieces. No. But I cannot categorically say or factually say that, you know. It's better that the other person's heart be broken than mine, but I definitely don't want my heart to be broken. So it's kind of like, you know, being in a bind or pickle, should I say, where you're stuck between two points. Because if you pick yourself and say, oh yeah, I prefer that, you know, the other person's heart be broken than my heart be broken, it makes you look like this very selfish person. But the truth sometimes is that we don't always plan for these things, because initially the whole frame was this: you have been in love with somebody and they didn't love you back, and that hurt like hell. And at the same time, others have been in love with you that, you know, you couldn't love back, you couldn't reciprocate, and of course that hurt like hell. So at that point, which is worse? And looking at the whole thing, I, from my own point of view, or my thoughts are these: it's difficult to pick one and it's difficult to choose, because your own emotional well-being is important. I wouldn't say that because you want to be Mr. Too Goody, or you're just very loving, sacrificial person, you should, you know, place or prioritize the other person over you, you know. And it's very important that you take steps to protect yourself. If you had to choose, don't you think that's important that you protect yourself? Because really, heartbreak is not really a funny thing. It causes people to spiral down into sometimes heavy moods of depression. Not everybody's able to pull themselves out of those things when they get into it, and it can be very terrible. So I think it would be very unfair to say that prioritize yourself first, because had you been heartbroken would be very terrible. So you know, let the other person get heartbroken. But let's be honest, in terms of also pain level, being personally heartbroken is more painful now than the other person. Say when the other person gets heartbroken, you can only feel sympathy for the person, because like I said before, and I've said on previous episodes, empathy and sympathy are not the same thing. Empathy is when you understand the person's pain. Sympathy is when you are able to feel what the person is feeling. So you can only sympathize with the person, but it's not the same as when you actually now, you know, get heartbroken. So I would say that I'm not picking, you know, sorry, I'm sitting on the fence for this one too, because prioritize yourself when you can. Falling in love is not a deliberate act. Sometimes it's something that happens. It's not like you get to choose that this is the person I want to fall in love with. Yeah, you get to choose that this is the person I want to be with in a relationship. But sometimes, like the quote, like we always hear, or the quote says, the heart wants what it wants, and that's it about that. There's really nothing that you can do about it, you know. And falling in love with somebody or loving somebody comes with risk. That is one thing I want to make very clear. They come with risk. Sometimes there are no guarantees that this person will feel the way that you feel. So when you are shooting your shot, when you are going out for somebody, when you are putting a limb out, when you are starting a relationship, understand that these are the things that can happen. Things can go sour. It's all part of being in a relationship. You can be disappointed in so many ways. Things might not work out the way you plan. For whatever reason, one person might end up being toxic, or just because both of you are not compatible on some levels, you know. That's just basically where the way it goes. But my point here is that, and believe me, there are just so many variables to it. I mean, if you have been part of the Telegram group voice chat community, we have had an interesting conversation over the past 2 weeks where we were looking at, is it wrong to steal a good woman or man from another person, or from another partner who doesn't know their worth and is careless? And some of those things, in the process of the conversation, we had that conversation for 2 weeks. When I say 2 weeks, I don't mean like 14 days, you know. Usually we have the voice chat every Friday at 7 p.m. We've had it twice now, Friday at 7 p.m. I'm trying to see if we can keep it constant, depending on everybody and their responses to the group. Maybe we'll still keep it at Friday 7 p.m. or we might move it to Saturday. I think I will know by the end of this, by sometime during this week and this new week that is coming up anyway. But we were looking at that, and then we dived into things like, you know, financial compatibility, and then, you know, certain people saying that, see, when they found out that this partner was just this way financially and wasn't ready to budge, they had to jump out of the relationship. Now, jumping out of the relationship didn't mean that it didn't hurt for them. It did hurt for them, but they ended up, they had to realize that, okay, this isn't working for me. And those are the risks in relationship. You know, sometimes you find out that this person is not what he is or who I thought she is, and it can be very painful. So both are very dire, and you just have to deal with the situation whenever it happens. So therefore, when you have the understanding that these things come with risk, nobody's a terrible person if he or she picks himself over the other and says, you know what, I would prefer that somebody else be heartbroken while I keep my own sanity. Putting yourself first is not selfish. It's totally okay. And saying that the other person, trying to put one over the other, would just be trying to put the other person down. And then trying to put yourself down is also wrong. But if you are the type whereby you can actually take the pain and you can deal with it, you don't take two things too seriously, and you prefer that you be heartbroken rather than the other person, you know. And the other person in this case is those who actually love you and you're not able to love them back, you know. Or sometimes, you know, it also be people who you are in a relationship with, and then, you know, you've fallen out of love with the person, but the other person is also still in love with you. That's also another scenario, and then things can get very, very, very hurtful from that point. But then again, nothing wrong with putting yourself first and saying, okay, you know what, this is just me, I have to protect myself and I have to take care of myself and I don't want to get hurt. And then if that be the case as well, let me also say this: when you realize that this thing you're about to do is going to cause another person to be heartbroken, be gentle about it. Find a way to go about things. Find a way to cushion the blow that you're about to give, you know. I really hope I've been able to make some sense on this episode, because I am tired. I didn't script anything out. When I mean script everything out, I don't usually write my words out, but, you know, do an episode, compose and stuff like that. So this is just me talking from my heart, talking from my head straight off into the mic. And these are just my own point of view, you know. What will I call it? Self-care, mental care, everything. Those things are just totally important. So loving somebody comes with risk. That is one thing that we have to understand. That is what I have said fully for this episode. If you don't take anything away, it comes with risk, and you must be able to deal with the risk and make your choice however it's best for you. And if you truly love somebody, trust me, you will make the right decision. If you love somebody, when you truly love somebody, you know, you put the person's needs above yours. But at the same time, it gets to a point whereby you also have to consider yourself. So I believe that when you are at that point, trust me, you will make the right decision. But never feel guilty if you put yourself first. But while putting yourself first, also consider the other person's feelings, is what I will say. So guys, this is just my opinion for it. And thank you for sitting with me through this episode. It is what it is. I mean, it is what it is, and that's about that as far as I'm concerned. And there's no cliffhanger for next week. Just hit the subscribe button, and please, you can follow us on all our social media pages. Head over to Instagram at Uncomfortable Truths with one underscore, and follow us, interact with our content from time to time. And of course, we are also on Twitter at UTWD Podcast. You can follow us there. And I think we tweet more often over there. Also, if you want to follow me personally, you can follow me on Twitter at DanteFrank1_. And then also, you can manage to catch me on Facebook at DavidDanteFrank. That's where I am. I think I check my Facebook every now and then, being a content creator. So that has forced me to really go into my Facebook, you know. What else am I missing, guys? Yes, one more thing. The Telegram voice chat community. It's a community whereby, as individuals, as pairs from different walks of life, different people, a lot of the people I haven't met, we have just spoken over the voice chat, and we come together to discuss different issues, you know. And for the ish for Friday coming up, we are going to be looking at compatibility. What is compatibility? compatibility in a relationship, and when can we say two people are compatible? On what level are they compatible? And in what area should they be compatible? Because compatibility has so many variables, so many aspects, and man, it's really a very tricky subject, because you know, you have the financial compatibility, you have the religious compatibility, you have the genotype compatibility, you have the financial compatibility. Did I say that before? I don't know. And this is just what I know. I can bet you that when we have that conversation on Friday, somebody is going to bring out an area of compatibility that I never knew existed, or I didn't even think of, I didn't think to mention. And I love listening to people talk, because I learn a lot. I also learn one or two things, you know, especially for last week's discussion, because some of the things that we itemized was this: instilling somebody's partner, one, need it's done with consent from the other person, because the other person who you are taking from the other partner, the other person who you are, who is in a relationship, bad or toxic, that you are going for, is aware that, oh, this guy is coming for me. And so if that person is switching over to you, it is done with the consent of the other person. The other person is not oblivious to what it is that you're doing. Two, we also came to the conclusion that, okay, if you're pulling somebody out of a toxic relationship, you want somebody for yourself or whatever, your priority should be the person's mental well-being, emotional well-being, health well-being. Put the person first, not just because of what you want, but whatever it is you're doing, if you're pulling that person out of a relationship, it should be because of the person's benefit, or you feel the person deserves better than what he or she is currently receiving in a relationship, and you are more than able to give that at the end of the day. But even if you're not more than able to give that, whatever the case might be, the person's emotional well-being and priority and whatever you want to call it, whatever it is you're seeking for the person, is your main priority. Because there is a fine line between that and a relationship breaker and somebody who just goes there and break relationship. Because we're not saying somebody who's in a happy relationship, you are okay to just go there and pull that person out of it and take that person to yourself. No, there's a very fine line between that and somebody who wrecks relationship. Thirdly, we are saying that, or rather we said that, when you get into a relationship, or when you want to pull somebody out of a relationship, or you're going after somebody, whatever the case might be, you know, I'm just modeling things up here, sorry about that. When you are going for somebody, be clear about your intentions, my dear. Don't invest time, do all of that, do this, do that, and then the person is out, and then you now come and say, hey, but you know what, I was liking you, hey, I was really liking you. What the hell? Don't do that. Be clear about your intentions. And if you truly love the person, like I said, number two, which I stated earlier, would be your main priority, the person's emotional and well-being. So regardless of the positive or negative answer, because you can't always be guaranteed that, because you are helping the person get out of that, you know, unfruitful relationship or whatever term you want to call it, that person must move over to you. No, that is not love. If you feel that if the person will move out to you, you won't pull the person out, my dear, you don't love the person, you are a shitty person. That's what I'll tell you. It's as simple as that, you know. And we, and a lot of other things, but it was a very interesting discussion. So if you would like to be a part of the Telegram community, voice chat community, it's a voice chat, you know. We come in there since Clubhouse has decided to exclude those of us on Android. What can we do? And Twitter makes their own select for a few for now, till it becomes, you know, open to everybody. I heard that Facebook is coming up with their own Clubhouse. They just put out a designs, mock-up designs. Though they are saying that those are just mock-up designs, the real thing would not look like that at the end of the day. But for now, Telegram voice chat 2.0 gives us that Clubhouse feature where people come in and then we talk, and then, you know, it's even, you can also type at the same time while others are listening, and then, you know, just keep dropping in your comments, and then when you want to talk, you signal, and then, you know, we're on mute, and then you talk, and then, you know, you express yourself. So as of ending of last week, we were about 60 plus members right now, and then we're still growing. People just, you know, keep getting added into it. So the link to the voice chat community is in the show notes of this episode, so you can click it to be a part of it if you're not yet a part of it. And with that said, guys, I am saying bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the end. If you're still at this point, thank you for staying with me and listening to me just talk and rant here and here in between, and just try and just say something sensible. And I hope I say something sensible to you. So until next week, guys, it is goodbye for now. Have a great week, or enjoy your day at whatever time you're listening to this episode. Once again, I'm David Dante Frank. See you the next episode. Goodbye.